at this point, about 1 billion people participate in Earth Day. And by Earth Day, I mean Earth Day, Earth Week, Earth Season. Every year, Earth Day grows and grows. It's the entry point into environmentalism and into the environmental community. And our focus is particularly on the developing world and bringing them both the opportunity to engage in civic life, but also to get something done.
And what needs to be done in Africa, in your view?
Africa faces the same challenges that the rest of us do because climate and other environmental issues, of course, impact the whole globe. So in addition to that, Africa has development issues. And so they are working hand in hand with many in the environmental community in order to develop the right way, but also address the threats that are present from climate change and water issues. As a result of that, we focus a lot of our attention on bringing along the least developed partners because we think they deserve to share in the benefits of both industrial development, but clean industrial development. So Africa is of critical importance to Earth Day Network.
On the face of it, Earth Day might seem like a better bet in America where we have so many resources. We actually waste a lot of our resources. In Africa, though, it's a different case. It's pretty easy to understand why African farmers might wish to clear land to grow more food when they don't have a lot of food, even though that'll cause more carbon emissions. Conservation and protecting animals is great, but if you rely on those animals for meat, it's not quite as clear-cut about what a particular person or family should do.
We all live very different lives, every human being. We eat differently, we think differently, we use resources differently. But in the end, we share this earth, at least for now, we're the only ones out there. And so it really requires us to sit down at the table and figure out how, both from an equity point of view and a fairness point of view, that we use the earth's remaining resources. And at the same time, really employ technology, educate our kids, make them fully aware of the opportunities. Certainly this would be true for Africa as well as the United States.
You mentioned clean energy before. Why is that a good strategy for the continent on Earth Day?
Whoever figures out how to create really, truly green energy and distribute it worldwide will own the world. And in my view, Africa should own its own means of production. They should be manufacturing solar panels. They should be engaged in creating and seeking investment for wind farms. They should be engaged in owning means of production in terms of growing their food. And they need the best technology. There's so much money and energy. I want Africa to own its own energy production so that it can drive the lives and improve the lives of its own people. But the problems are now growing so intensely and are enveloping the entire world that it's incumbent on all of us to create a vision for everybody. Whether it's my life or someone living in Africa, it requires changes in personal behavior, cultural changes, and all sorts of other things that we're uncomfortable with. Humans love the status quo, regardless of where you live. But we all have to face the realities of our own life, our community life, but at the same time, care about global issues because eventually they're all going to come back to haunt us, regardless of where we live. So our goal is to engage everyone in Earth Day and give them an opportunity to play a real role.